If you can pray now. There is something that is about to happen to you. If you can pray. Something. You see me why I stand? It's because I don't know how to talk. I don't know how to bring the prayer point. Because that thing that is about to happen, only inside my spirit. I don't even know. I'm looking for utterance. I'm looking for what I will tell you that will look like that which I know that will happen to you. If you can pray. So pray now. Pray. There is something that will happen to you. There is something I see in the realm of the spirit that will happen to someone that was in prayer. Don't worry about anybody under the anointing. Something will happen to you if you pray. Just make sure you are praying. You are not done yet. Holy Ghost, you are not done yet. On the prayerless man, rising to prayerful man. Holy Ghost, you are not done yet. But you have received our eyes into righteousness. Holy Ghost, you are not done yet. Everywhere you are, make sure you are praying. There is something I see. That thing I see upon the middle part of Nigeria. That it can happen to you now. That which I see upon the youth of Nigeria. That it can come now. If a man can pray now. Amana hada hada. Zesemina hada. Hada hada. Holy Ghost, you are not done yet. Holy Ghost, you are not done yet. Unto every sickness. Your body leaves. Holy Ghost, you are not done yet. Holy Ghost, you are not done yet. And Nigeria rise with revival. Holy Ghost, you are not done yet. Holy Ghost, you are not yet. Have you been prayerless man? Rise to prayerful man. Holy Ghost, you are not done yet. Holy Ghost, you are not done yet. Until every sin arise into righteousness. Holy Ghost, you are not done yet. Until the stars of heaven rise from the middle belt. Holy Ghost, you are not done yet. Until the big Friday rise from this continent. Holy Ghost, you are not done yet. Can you pray that your life will rise? Because the Holy Ghost is not done yet. That until you do something to your life this year, it's not done yet. Until every man that suffers of addiction be free, it's not done yet. That reason
know why Jesus died on the cross? That reason will find expression in your life. Otherwise, the Holy Ghost is not done yet. Holy Ghost, you are not done yet. Find a man among us tonight, Jesus. Find that boy, that girl among us. That one you can count on, Jesus. By your mercy, find that one among us. Find that one in Jesus. Sit down. Holy Ghost, you are not done yet. He's not done yet. I know he can do. I know what he can do. When he finds one man, I know what he can do. What he can do. I know what he can do. When he finds a lady, I know what he can do. What he can do. What he can do. When you find one man from Nigeria, I know what he can do. I know. When you find one person, one among us, one. Some of you don't know why we gather every week. Very soon you will know. Very soon. That's what I'm waiting for. To come this year. When he comes this year, to come. When he comes, you will know. You know God has found a man. It's not easy to find a man. It takes years to find one. I can see with the eyes of the Spirit, I can hear the sound of a new church marching, and I know, see them coming in the thousand, coming from a distance, coming from afar. I can see stronger than Moses. I can hear a sound stronger than Elijah. And I know these are the days of Nocentra, days of Coquilan, days of Asound. Yeah, oh, oh, oh. I hear a cry of a lady in the spirit, a cry of a prophet. Anywhere that lady is now, let the fire of the Lord locate her. A shout will come out of that lady everywhere she is. Come on. One, two, go! Bring her. a sound of prophetic. And I know, these are the days of your power. And I see the coming in the thousands.
It will increase, oh. I increase that sound. The sound of a mother priestess. It's a sound of priesthood. The days that are coming are the days of power. The kingdom of God will be established upon our heart, that every man will find God for himself. That day you won't come to church carelessly. You know that church is deeper than secrecy. It's a life of God himself. It is the place where the bride and the groom comes together. It's the place of intimacy. It's not an open place. It's a secret place. When intercourse happens, it's not a public place. I mean, serious things don't happen in public place. So you can come to church, but where you are sitting down will become a secret place. You discover that where you are sitting down, it becomes your neighbor can just be carelessly. But you, because you have the ordination of God upon your life, you have the speakings of Christ upon you, because there is something about your destiny that God has decided to put it on process to refine for a generation. You will find your secret place. And in that secret place, you see that God will raise you into something so deeper. You become an edifice. Something that is... If you take a... You serve your generation of food. The things I'm waiting for, they will come. That is, I've been waiting for from the day I gave my life to God.
Deep, 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 deeper. I see rivers on the altar. I see them. I see diamond in the desert, crystal glory, crystal glory on the altar.
Glory, crystal glory on the altar.
I see revival. I see revival. Samuel priesthood on the altar.
There's a kind of priesthood. What different kind of priesthood? There's a kind of priesthood that is a priesthood that comes from life. It goes beyond just doing rabba, rabba, rabba. Your life is an incense. I will teach you something very in short time. Then we'll pray this evening. Quickly, let's sit down. This is prayer part 3. I'm so happy. So happy I'm here tonight in our midst. And I thank God for all God is doing in the life of each and every one of us. Every time we meet on Tuesdays, on Fridays, I so appreciate God for what He's doing in our lives. I pray that in these days and time, He will find a man among us in the name of Jesus. Let's start from Acts chapter 16, verse 6. Let me hold this jot and see how much I can do business with it this evening. Okay. Acts chapter 16, verse 16. Who is there? I like somebody reading for me. Acts 16, Verse 16. Let's have the good reader. Acts 16:16. Please follow it quickly. And it came to pass. Somebody tonight, something will come to pass in your life in Jesus' name. And that is the goodness of God in your life in Jesus' name. If you're that one, you give God a better amen.
Amen.
Okay, and it came to pass.
As they went to prayer.
I'm happy. Something will kickstart from Kogi. Very straight. Okay.
As they went to prayer.
As they went to prayer.
A certain damsel.
As they went to prayer. It came to pass. You know, we're dealing with prayer throughout this month. It came to pass as they went to prayer. They went to prayer. Group of friends went to prayer. Colleagues went to prayer. I call them secret squad. A community of hungry men went to prayer. And they went to prayer. Continue.
Now a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of
somebody say damsel. That means, you know, when we use the word damsel, you should understand that's a beautiful thing. Not even a thing. That's a beautiful lady. You understand now? That damsel, that accolade is for people who look good. That means this lady has gained a posture of looking good, looking nice. Yes, she looks good. If you see her, you'll be attracted to her because there are a lot of things that are tied to her life that looks, that glitters, that looks okay, that looks attractive, that looks valuable. Are you getting me now? That is a good position in there for that damsel. Continue.
Possessed with the spirit of divination.
But she was possessed with the spirit of divination. She was looking outward appearance. She was a damsel looking good. There were attachments that supported her looking good. There were attachments that supported her looking nice. There were attachments that supported the way she drew attention to herself. And part of this attachment is a spirit called the spirit of divination. That means it was not ordinary that she possessed the accolade called a damsel. Something make her more beautiful. Something draw attraction to her. It's called the spirit of divination. That means spirit truly can beautify a life. Spirit can make you good. Spirit can draw honor to you. Is someone understanding tonight? Yes. I've seen my life assess a lot of things through the help of the spirit, the Holy Spirit. Are you getting me now? Yes. So spirit can make you look what? Nice. He can draw attention to you. He can force the whole of Nigeria to respond to you. And no man can deny it. Because it is the activity of the spirit. He decides that. He will command attention upon your life. So that is how demons also operate. That means there are benefits that people have from demonic relationships. Though the benefits always end in the wrong way. It ends in a bad way. It ends not profitable. Are you getting me now? Whether I like it or not, an Ogboni man who does ritual, he has more than two of us. But only that at the end is destruction. So if he's seen with cars, it's not because he labored for it, because blood is speaking for him, because he sacrificed something. So that means spirits can truly support a man or a lady. So the spirit of the nation supported her to a point where she was commanding attention in our days. Continue. She was becoming a voice through the help of the spirit of what? Divination. Continue. Okay.
Which brought her masters much gain.
Look at it now. She brought her masters much what?
Gain.
Gain.
By soothsaying.
She brought her master much gain. That means you as a Christian, if you don't bring your kingdom, the kingdom of light, much gain, we should question you on the kind of the spirit you carry. Because this lady brought her master. She has a master. And through the spirit of divination, she brought that master much gain. There are things I know. If I appear in a place, you won't look for God. There are things I know now. I don't know if now. If you enter my room, even if I'm not around, you can live not the same. Because part of the things that I discover is that I have a master, which is Jesus. My life is meant to bring gain to him. And presently, and the principles I have, and I work with, are very strong principles. I have to readjust my curriculum, my principal curriculum, so I can fit into the level of gain I want to bring to the kingdom. So this lady has interacted with the spirit of divination to a point where she has come to a level that she's bringing gain. She's not counting losses.
Let me burn, oh, let me burn, oh, let me burn for Nigeria. Let me burn, oh, I want to burn. I want to explode from Nigeria. I want to break out with holy fire from Nigeria.
So she brought gain to the master. And over time, the master was doing business. That means every day the master take her out, he sees money. It's good, it's cool. Because she has an atmosphere that commands what? Attention. She was a damsel. And not just a damsel, she has the activity called the spirit of what? Divination that works with her. So she has the ability to see you and say some certain things about you. You understand now? And give you strange prophecies and do some certain things that, that is supernatural enough to convict you, convince you, and make you submit to our will. That means if you see you and discover that you are this guy that loves beautiful damsel, she has the ability to lure you and embezzle you. I saw something online. I saw one chaplet. I be one beat. They say it's good luck beat. They are selling online. And the lady was busy marketing. I was like, I said, what will you not see on it? Good luck. That you can use it to catch any guy. Any man that has money, you just put it on your hand. Those things are part of the things that if you meet this lady, these things are low class compared to the operation she operates. She doesn't put bid. She has transacted with the spirit to a point that she looks. So some of you, if you complain that that brother in church, that young boy, who was in or she in a choir or something fell, sometimes don't over blame them. Sometimes we need to go to who fell, so we can check the level of the spirit. Because if you jam spirit, there can be interaction over time. And if you don't have the capacity enough with the spirit of light, darkness can overwhelm you. Yes. And if you're a lady, over time you come to church and over time you see a guy, you just fall into the trap of a guy and you start misbehaving. Over time we need to check the interaction of the spirit of the guy. You know, there's a way you can interact with the spirit of loss over time, that if you come closer to somebody, if the person is not strong, you start feeling loss. You don't need to tell him, you start feeling it. You have carried it over time. I see some people, they say, I don't know why. Any girl I go to, she just wants to sleep with me. No. Something, you are an altar. You have grown over time to a point that the spirit have responded back to you because of your iniquity, and the spirit has found you as a temple. If we can be a temple of the Holy Ghost, that means demons can house us also. Are you getting me now? The demons have already housed you to a point that they can use you, and not just use you, they can manifest. Please, if you permit me, let me use an example. This lady was sitting down, okay, in service, until I came, two of us, I didn't even talk to her, nothing. And the power of God took over. That means the spirit has housed me over time that he can live here to where she is in her seat and struck and knock her down. Are you getting me now? That means there's a transaction over time that's happened over time, that at this distance something can happen because I'm available. That means over time there's a way you transact with the spirit over time that it can break out beyond you. Please, let's help ourselves. Let's help ourselves. Let's help ourselves. Is someone understanding this now? The spirit can leave you to a far distance and perform his enterprise. So this lady, over time, she has the spirit of divination that make her beautiful. She was reckoned with as a damsel, and she brought her master again. That means if you had the assignment on her table, she doesn't suffer losses. She will come and she will knock you down. Yes. So you will be a good preacher until the day she arrives. And because you have not sustained power enough in the spirit, to walk. Consecration at different level. There's a one that you want to do it, is your will. There's a one that the spirit takes over. There's a one that you want to serve God. Two of us. They see yourself rising and falling, rising and falling. Two of us. They hear that if a righteous man forward. But don't you know that holiness exalts a nation? If the Bible says holiness exalts a nation, what comes upon your mind? A nation is not just a man. That means there's a degree that is above even just. Are you getting now? The righteousness in quote into what? Something that can exalt a nation. Something that can come upon a nation and lead them beyond where they are to another level. That means you can come to a point where some things, addiction cannot near your door. I don't know what masturbation will do that will make me masturbate again. I don't know how the spirit will be so intense. This thing has to do beyond just your will to live a righteous life, to a point where authority can be given unto you to live right. And if that authority is given unto you, if that lady, like that lady we saw in the book of Acts 16:16, where the spirit of divination meets you, she will leave with a result. She will return with a testimony to the spirit of divination that it was a wrong person. And if you're a lady, if he's a guy who has that kind of spirit that meets you, he's going to return to the spirit of divination and express how much difficult you are. That there's a world that surrounds you like the walls of Jericho. And it is called the ambience, the atmosphere of the Lord. There's an atmosphere where nothing is impossible. No sickness incurable. There's an atmosphere. There's an atmosphere where holiness is possible. Prayer men are possible. In this atmosphere, in the atmosphere of Jesus, atmosphere of Jesus, atmosphere of Jesus, I am the atmosphere of Jesus. I know of a lady where, let me digress a little, we're planning to go for vigil. Then when we were in school, university, she was the vice president of our fellowship. I'm very close to her so much. Even when we were in school, when we were praying in school, she used to attend our meeting. So one of our programs, she now came that she wanted to attend our meeting. So all of us were together with other guys. Well, all of us were together. We wanted going for VG together, all of us. Then something happened. Towards that 6 to 7 in the evening, she now left that she wants to go and, I don't know what was like, she wants to go and visit somebody like that and come back, a brother. No, she wants to go and come with the brother. The brother also wants to go for the program. So she wants to go and bring him together so all of us can gather together. And the next thing we discovered was the girl matched Scorpio. And she was shouting and shouting. When I came there, I was looking at the leg. Because the way she was shouting, I was wondering. And they were saying, no, they should cut the leg, they should put stone and the rest, one black stone, all the stuff that used to take Scorpio. They did everything, it didn't work out. So that's okay, they should take her. They lifted her. I said, from that place to my house, it's a little far. I said, we should go home, everybody. Let's just take her to my palo. Then they now brought her into my palo. She was sitting down, she was still shouting, hello. And I was wondering, all of us applied to go to Fiji. How can we leave this person now that is shouting? We cannot leave her and go to vigil. And all of us can't just leave her. So there's a distraction. and now discover, and now left them. You can be in the public, but you are in your secret place. Ah. You can run to him at that point and say, oh, my secret place. What can thou do on this matter? What can you do on this matter? And when I went into my secret place, standing with them, I left. They thought I was there, but I've gone far. I've gotten into the healing chamber of God to know how that matter can be resolved instantly. Then over time, coming back into myself, I discovered faith was not something I was trying to claim again. It was who I am. And in coming back, I came with a song. It was a song that our dear minister, Minister Teoflo, sang. In the atmosphere of Jesus, there's an atmosphere where nothing is impossible, no sickness incurable. If I jam an HIV patient that day, the sickness will leave. If I jam someone with cancer, it will leave. If I jam someone with diabetes, hepatitis, it will leave. That sickness does not have the power to stay in that body. It doesn't have the power anymore. Because there's an atmosphere. And that atmosphere has the ability to make every incurable thing what? Curable. And that's why we should sing the song. We don't sing the song. The lady who was shouting now became normal. It didn't even take 5 minutes. And everybody was looking. The way she was shouting, if you're in the road there, you hear everything. Didn't even how she was shocked. What happened? God has made a game with David Friday that day. So can God make a game with your life? That is how it is with the spirit of divination. Who caught a lady and start making game? That even the master was making game. So the spirit of divination can come upon you and you start making what? Gain. Anything you do that is not in the name of Jesus to get the result is because the spirit helps you. And it helps you against the government of light. You are an antichrist. You are not for Christ. Anything you discover that you do that is outside the help of God, the spirit has helped you. Because the spirit is making gain from your life. So that lady was a damn said that the spirit of divination was making gain from her life. Continue.
Verse 17. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God.
She was crying and saying, what she was saying was right, but from the wrong spirit. So sometimes you have to travel beyond the person's city to know the spirit that helps the person and support the person in the adventure or the enterprise that the person is carrying out. How many of you want the Holy Ghost to make gain with your life on today? Okay. Let's continue. Have I established something now that truly the spirit can help you and what? And make gain with what? With your life. Yes. And make gain. Let's continue. Let's go to the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 36 to 40. I want to do comparison of a lady and another lady. This one was a lady that the spirit of divination was making gain with her life. 12 of us. Eh? That is evil spirit, 12 of us. Okay. And so the Bible called her a dancer, right? I mean, if you see her, what she carried upon her was because the spirit was helping her. 12 of us. That means a demon can make you look good. 12 of us. But for his wrong motive. 12 of us. Okay. Then let's see another one. We want to do a contract of two kingdoms and see how much. Read there. Yes. Luke chapter 2, verse 36 to 40. Yes.
I read. And there was one.
And there was one.
Named Anan, a prophetess.
Named Anna, a prophetess.
The daughter of Penuel.
Here comes another kind of woman again, who has a participation with a different kingdom. Not like the other one in the book of Acts 16:16, who was a damsel that a spirit equipped, the spirit of divination, to make gain with her life. Eh? To cast a spell upon the people in the society to derail in their path. Here comes another one called a prophetess, called Anna. A kingdom is participating and partnering with Anna to make sure that he makes gain also.
Who can battle with the Lord? 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 Oh, no one can battle with the Lord.
Here comes Anna, a prophetess. A prophetess who over time a spirit has decided to what? To partner with her. So that she can make a righteous gain. Let's see her life continue. You see that all of them work with different atmosphere. And all of them are given authority to make gain. Continue.
The daughter of Phanuel.
Okay.
Of the tribe of Asher.
Of the tribe of Asher.
She was of a great age.
She was of a great age.
And had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity.
She was of a great age and has lived with her husband 7 years from what?
Her virginity.
Okay, continue.
37.
Okay.
And she was a widow. Of about 80.
Okay.
And 4 years.
Okay.
Which departed not from the temple.
She departed not from the temple.
But served God. With fasting and prayer.
Night and day. Somebody said night and day. She was a prayer woman night and day. No season was escaping her. And she stayed in the temple. Because the spirit has commissioned her to stay there. When her husband died, she didn't go look for another husband. She didn't go looking for another husband. That means the thing that distracts you cannot distract Anna. So, if you have excuses for committing sin, and you have excuses for living a wrong life, Anna doesn't have excuses. If you have excuses like the one that the spirit of divination was using, Anna refused that no spirit can use her. Except the spirit of God. In case you are battling with somebody who used the spirit of divination against you, if Anna comes as a prophetess, that yoke is broken. Because she decided that she will make gain with a righteous spirit. And she will make gain with the kingdom of light. So anywhere Anna comes, things dies that are not God. So most time, let's stop saying Jezebels are everywhere in the church. When Annas appear, Jezebel will not be found in the church. Remember that in the book of Revelation, Jezebel was a prophetess, but a demonic prophetess who used her enchantment and incantation. Are you getting me now? And evil power to lay down kings and slay kings. But if Anna rises in that season, she put an end to Jezebelic spirit. Because she's a prophetess. So she knows also how to control cloud. So Anna can enter into washing department and discover that there are issues. then she knows how to control it. She will wave up iniquity out of the place. And it will be said that in church, all she needs is a righteous word, unity. It is the activity of Hannah. She knows the pattern of fasting and what? And praying day and what? And night. Can witchcraft operate outside day and night? So that means anytime you meet Anna, her voice cry in the spirit. So she's not absent in the spirit.
Whenever I call, Lord, you hear me. Whenever I pray, Lord, you answer. I'm not alone since I know you. So what can I bring to you, Lord? It's but a song of praise. Agenedo, oh yeah. Agenedo, Kirito. Agenedo, Agenedo, do, 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 Agenedo.
Come on, let me hear your song everywhere you are.
Agenedo.
Part of what she do is she pray in the day, she pray in the night. So there's no season you can that will escape her. So in case you want to use the night to do business, Anna is available to cry in the night. And in case you want to use the day to do business, Anna is available in the day. She's available. How many of you want to be Anna here? That we'll stop talking about iniquity because you're available. Because you'll be that kind of a prophetess that will stay in the temple enough that you start predicting the seasons of Jesus. I know of a woman again called Mary Magdalene who came and met the disciples and told them about Jesus who resurrected. There is something about a lady who can pray. And a lady who is giving unto God. Yes. Why she's staying in the temple is because she's trying to avoid the distraction. She don't want to meet with other community of ladies who will distract her. So she's not thinking of the makeup on her face. She's not thinking of the cloth you wear and the one she will buy. She's not thinking of, you understand now, on the engagement ring in your hand that will confuse her brain. Are you getting me now? She's not thinking of any nonsense and junks. All she thinks is that kingdom come. And there will be that generation will rise among us. I tell you, you will see prophetess, women that are deep as God. People that will look at that damsel that is from the spirit of the generation, your end has come. You traded the wrong path. That thing that brought you here, like Paul, your end has come. Today, your deliverance has come. Today, you stop trading with that spirit. So, I won't just deliver you. I will expose you to a greater dimension of God's glory. That you will see a reason not to depart again from me, from righteousness. That you see a reason to make gain with the Holy Ghost than with demons. I like Igala songs. Very simple thing. How many of you know this?
Uh-huh. ojo mi o o ba lu ta le
e ki pe nyondo si ko ku e ka le jo me.
Can we just sing it one more time?
I ko ku e ka le jo me.
I ko ku e ka
le jo me.
Ojo mi o
ojo mi o.
Acts chapter 10, verse 1 to 4. Acts 10, 1 to 4.
Ojo mi o, ubalutanewe kigbenyono.
It starts of heaven in our lives.
Iko kueka
lejo meo. Verse 1. Okay.
There was a certain man in Caesarea,
okay,
called Cornelius.
Just follow me. There is something. Do you know why Anna stayed there at night? You know why? Can I teach you how to secure the cloud of God? Do you know that truly the devil is powerless? No, he's not just saying it because people say it. Do you know that truly the devil is powerless? And do you know that truly you can study devil pattern? Devil is not wise. He doesn't go around what he does before. He still repeats the same thing he does last 50 years. The same thing he does last 200 years. Eh? The same thing he does, that's what he's still doing. He cannot upgrade the syllable in comparison to the syllable of the Holy Spirit. That means you have an advantage. So if you see devil walking around somebody, oh, it's rubbish. It's not as powerful as you think. Yes. Most times it's we Christians that we even glorify him. We give him more rank. Because he's useless. Why she prayed day and night is because it's not just prayer. There is something that happens when you are consistent in the place of prayer. When you are concerned in the place of prayer over time, and what God will do is he will sign your name among men who pray. And he will sign it in a way where he will be close to his view, so he cannot forget your labor. I don't just pray because I want to be a preacher. I pray because I understand this, that even the years to come, no battle will overcome me, because my prayers are memorial. You can't come in 1 month and think you'll come and crumble my life in 20 years. I've prayed for 20 years. It could crumble the effort of 1 month. A witch cannot stand up within 6 months and say, I want to come and crumble my life. I pray for more than 7 years in the night. So what is your prayer in six? What is you staying in the night for 6 months to come and crumble my life? It's a wasted effort. I'm not your mate in the spirit. You should go and look for another person. Because over time, I've stayed over time that I've created a memorial of prayer. An atmosphere that have lasted for 6 good years, 7 good years. So you can't say you want to learn wicca for one year and they'll use you, they'll send you to go and do IT with them Friday. It will not work. You are small. It's a journey that you will fail. You don't need anybody to tell you. Because there is something about people who stay day and night and pray. They build a memorial. Over time, their matters are registered in the memory of God. So even the days that they didn't talk, God will speak. Because they are known in the chamber of heaven. So Anna, the prophetess, knew that the only way she can secure her prophetic grace and the only way she can secure her destiny after the death of the man, the Bible don't tell us what killed the husband. But we should know that a woman who is a widow has suffered through demonic challenges. So she came out of that challenges and knew that if she stays, she dies. So like the lepers, she decided to start another adventure of working with God to a point that she can secure her destiny. So in the place of securing that destiny, she stayed long enough that she became a prophetess in office by calling. And she stayed long enough to secure that prophetic grace whereby there's nothing that can walk around that vicinity that she won't know.
So if you come closer to Anna, he knows your heart. You don't need to tell Anna.
Anna has immortalized herself. That anything that walks around her life, she knows.
And not just she knows, she has authority over.
So she stayed day and night. And she stayed there for years.
Continue reading. I just want to teach something. I just want to hit something this evening and let's pray. I don't want to teach much. Continue. Okay.
Now, a centurion of the band called the Italian band.
Okay.
A devout man.
A devout man.
And one that feared God.
And one that what?
Feared God.
Somebody say fear God.
Fear
God. This year may you fear God in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Continue.
With all his house.
With all what?
House.
Both David Friday and Stars of Heaven, all of us will fear God this year in Jesus' name. So there are things that others can do, we cannot do it again. From this service, our life will not do it again. Not because we cannot do it, but because the fear of God has increased among us. Continue.
With all his house.
With all his house.
Which gave alms to the people.
And he gave what?
Alms to the people. And pray to God always.
Yeah, I mean, there's a dimension of prayer which I will not hit today. Maybe God help us this week. There's a dimension of prayer that is a lifestyle prayer. It's not just praying. Your life, praying. He gives alms to the people. That means if you see people who are in need of help, he helps them. Some of you angels have come so that you can feed them, but you don't know. You are stingy enough that you dust them away. Some of you, God has created a chamber that will help you by creating a need for you to solve, but you don't know. So you lose the path. You lose your authority. Imagine Abraham did not bring those people that were going to Sodom and feed them. How will Sarah have a child? Some of us, we keep prophecy, we keep opportunities because of our closed hands. We are too self-centered to a point that everything we think for a gain is for what we will have gaining. We cannot expand ourselves to be sacrificed for a fellow. So there's a dimension of what happens in this man's life that he gives to all those who need what? Arms. Of recent, I was coming on the road. I don't know what happened. I stopped the bike, climbed, reached front of here, and I stopped. And I was coming closer to the church, and I met a young lady. She was selling granite on her head. And she says, sir, I'm hungry. And the way this lady talked to me, truly, she talked to me like she put money in my pocket. You know, there's a way a beggar begs. He begs passionately and humbly. This one, she asked me, she said, sir, I'm hungry. Small girl. I said, okay. I said, what do you want us to do now? I said, but you are selling granite now on your head. Enough granite. She said, yeah, it's my mother's one. I said, okay. What about the money you make for me? She says, it's for my mother. I said, okay, but you are not set to any extent now because I'm seeing a lot that is not yet sold. She now said, people are not buying. And I'm carrying it everywhere. Now I'm hungry. I want to eat food. That's okay, but I'm not with food. I'm not a restaurant or anything. Say yes. Say, well, let's go down there. You buy me food. I tell you, this is the way she spoke to me. She didn't even beg. So inside me, I said, look at beggar with pride. Small girl. She was even talking to me like she was even throwing her head like, ah! Then the Holy Ghost told me, say, feed this one. Then I hear, she's an angel. So Anari, I just said, I say, Kai, good game. Abraham, meeting angels that are going to Sodom. And that's okay. And that's okay. Look at that place. They're selling, can I go and buy so thing for you? Let me buy biscuit and maybe bobo, all these drinks. So no, say so I need good food. And I said, no, this one is not small picky. Truly, it's an angel. Because it's small picky. If it's small picky, biscuits. This one doesn't need biscuits. Say, no. Say, biscuit will not. He call him. You know, go do one. We now went and now bought us one. She now collected it. Guess what? Instead of you to buy one, I bought two. Double portion. And I gave her. She collected it. Then she started going. Then as I left there, I was going down with Lidu. I bought my own package also. You understand now? So buying for her and I'm picking just to buy my own package. And after I packaged my own to go and feed myself, I was going. It doesn't, like, from here to the gate of this church. And I met another lady, young girl like her, sitting down on the bare ground. She said, "Sir, sir." I don't look at my hand. I said, "Ah, your partner I met you on the road, and I took her about something. Now you want me to give you my, if I give you my, which one will I take again?" Then I look at the young girl. I say, "Which one is preferable for me to be hungry and a young lady?" And I gave her. As I walk few distance, I discovered that I did something that was beyond time. It is not coincidence. How can two people meet me? And you know what? I didn't see them again from that day to today. So this man understand how to build memory. So he gives to the arm, those who need arm, sorry. There's a type of prayer you pray by giving. Yes. That sometimes you need to write those things that are demonic pattern in your life and go and sow seed. That seed is not, is to end those things in your life. And Father Lord, today I end lust. I end this, I end that. And you give a sacrifice on it. If you think it's a lie, how do God end iniquity? By giving Jesus. That means you can give and it can end something in your life. So giving is not just to make something out of your life. You can end a season by giving. So make me a vessel. Make me an offering. Make me whatever you want me to be. Lord, I came here with nothing, but all you have given me, Jesus, renew my heart of me. Everything you have is what God gives you, otherwise you won't have it. So the things that you are meant to give to end the season in your life, may you not hold it. Can a man who gives to those who need food suffer of food again? There's a dimension of prayer you pray by living it as a lifestyle. Imagine a man who wants to come out of addiction and he does not learn the pathways of obedience. He just go and fast and pray and he's just going to come out of addiction. You want to come out of fornication, you don't learn the pathway of obedience. You just go and fast and pray. Let me tell you, you still fornicate. How to come out of it is, after fasting and prayer, is to decide to obey God and say, "You, your body will not do those things again." You will discover that power will be given to you to live that way. But if you fast and pray and you still have the intention to do it, you will discover that you will still be repeating cycle. So sometimes how to break cycle is to learn obedience. So you see some people go and fast for 3 days dry and they come back thinking they will stop masturbation and they continue. They check them. They did the fast and the prayer quite all right, but the obedience is what they refuse to do. Devil is not as strong as you think. If devil meet an obedient man, he will bow. There's power in obedience. And in obedience, you are given the power of your will. So it's you that will choose to obey or not. That means you are responsible for your actions. That is why if everybody go to hell, God will not deal with the devil and say, "Devil, you are the one that caused you to go to hell." In as much as devil is in the equation, but God will hold you responsible for going to hell. Why? Because you are the one that sinned. Because it's the soul that sees that word that will die. And sin is choice also. There's choice in the equation. So please, I want you to see prayer beyond what is rabarabaraba. I want you to see beyond it. Because if you want to live prayer in 24 hours, you must learn to live a life called the life of prayer. A light that rises as an incense. Let's continue. You see it fast. He gives alms to the people
and pray to God always.
And he what? He pray to God what?
Always.
What is always? He prays always. As you are walking on the road, please learn it. I learned it from when I was a student. That between the distance of me, from let's say from school clinic to a church hostel is enough to pray. As I'm walking and I'm not walking with a friend, I'm walking alone, walking on the street, I should interact with the Spirit. Some of you don't know how to draw the Holy Ghost closer to you through intimacy. So as I'm walking, we don't serve. I said, what are you doing? Fine, wow, we'll see in lecture. You think I'm a madman? No. What I'm doing is I'm interacting with the Spirit. Over time, I'll build a memory in the Spirit mind that of that Spirit that I'm interacting. Then over time, you will discover that the day that I need support, he will appear. He knows me. The demon say, Paul will know, Jesus will know. They have built a memorial of prayer intercession that their names are registered in the Spirit. So who are you? You son of Sceva. Let me give you a little story. I read something online that I was so happy. A man was going to the altar and he would go and greet Jesus every morning before he go to his working place. Some of you have read it before. And that day happened, he had an accident, something like that, and he did not come to greet the Holy Spirit. Sorry, he did not come to greet Jesus and the Holy Ghost himself. He did not come to greet over time, and he saw Jesus appear in the hospital. I said, he used to come and greet me. I have waited and I didn't see you, so I now came for you. And that is how he was healed. That man has built a memorial. Do you discover why some people will not even pray on some matter and God attends to them? There are memories in the mind of God. A memory. Can you transact over time that you build a memory in the mind of God? He prays always, not just to prove that he is a prayer man, because he understands that there's something called the memory of God. So he wants to build a memorial. Till Africa become you, let the beat Friday be restless. Ah, ah, ah. Till Africa become you, let my spirit be restless. Ah, ah, ah. Sang that song in the rain. I put my head inside the rain through my window, and as the rain hits me, I began singing. I sang to God that let my spirit be restless. I can never have rest until Africa become God. And anyone that stands in the pathway of God, I can knock you down. Don't ask me of my energy. It's deeper than what you think. I can fight a nation. Most of you don't know that you can build a memorial. So they say, come and do my practice. You didn't do it. Because you are building what? A memorial. Because you want something to come out of your life. That in your days for 4 good years, you're not found in my practice. Is it already a memorial? And is it in that kind of path, you will choose sacrifice. Because many things will come to make sure that you do it a different way. And sometimes, God can come with his own test to prove that if love is found in that which you decide, a memorial. So we'll be in the exam hall. You see fellowship presidents doing my practice in our front. We were not fellowship presidents. We were men of the wilderness. We don't have an official office. We don't have the register of memorial in heaven. So we write exams that the only thing we know very sure is our matric number. And you see us, we walk confidently outside, you think we wrote everything, it's a lie. And we just feel the full scalp. Every line will feel. See, people who ask for extra shit, then they feel a pass sometimes. So we are writing in a way where we say, if you're a lecturer, even though we don't know anything, if you see the effort of the extra sheet, you pity us and give us mark. You know that this guy has invested. Let me give you a chance now. I asked somebody, I said, you have card in your phone? Let's use that and call somebody. The person has said, my phone is charging in charging center. Is that the answer to the question? That is how some of us answer some question in the exam. They will ask you, do you have card? You say, my phone is charging. You are giving another answer just to prove that yes, you know something about the question, but it's not that you don't know how to answer this question, but it's not that you read at home and you know something about the subject, but you know, this question that the lecturer bring, you don't know how to answer it. So the lecturer should consider you and give you mark for what you know. Because there's a memorial in heaven. Don't fight a man who has a memorial in heaven. You kill yourself. His energy is above the energy of a nation. Before I fight you, I'll go into deep to know the level of sacrifice you have done. If your sacrifice is above me, it's a useless adventure. So there's a memorial. Continue.
And he saw a vision, evidently.
Okay.
About the ninth hour of the day.
Okay.
An angel of God coming into him.
Okay.
And saying unto him.
Okay.
Cornelius.
Cornelius.
And when he looked on him.
Okay.
He was afraid. And said.
I want to ask you, an angel called his name. Oh? That means the guy is known. His name is registered in the spirit. Continue.
And said,
what is it,
Lord? What is it,
Lord?
And he said unto him,
Thy prayers,
and thy arms, are come up for a memorial before God.
They are called up for what?
For a memorial.
A memorial before what? God. This is what I'm saying. They are called up for what? A memorial. He was a giver to a point that he's given as giving an office in the spirit. If you walk through this path, you will not be poor. You know why the Bible says he gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater? How many of you know bread? Can bread stay 2 weeks? If it stays small, it will spoil, 12 of us. But what about seed? Seed can last. That means God gives bread to the eater. Because even God knows that bread will not last. So you give to those who want to eat quick so they can eat it. That means some people, you will see them with money. After 2 years, the money is not there again. You see them buy a car. After 3 years, the car is not there again. God give them bread because he knows that they are eaters. So he gives them so they can finish it quick. Even God did not give them so they can bless a nation. He gives them so they can eat for themselves. Then he gives seed to the sower. Seed is not for eating. Let me give you an example. If somebody say, pray, Father, give me money and bless me. I want to wear good clothes. God gives the person money to go and buy good clothes. So you see the person go and share this money. I went to the main road. I met somebody. He gave me 50,000. The 50,000, I bought something, I bought my phone, I bought this. That is the eater. The money is finished within a week. God in his mercy gave that 50,000 as bread to the eater. Do you understand now? Because the person is what? A eater. Then another one comes, is seed to the sower. Seed is for sowing to the sower, it's not for eating. So God comes, a lady is praying, and God is saying, I need stage lights. I need mixer. So I will give 150 to you. Then you see your phone ring 150. Then you see the boarding comes that you don't even touch it. You go and sew a seat to it. Then you carry the 150. Why this one is happy buying clothes? You carry 150 and you go and buy lights. Seed for sewing. You now use your money for sewing. They say, Mama, you like sewing. Every time the brother, you are sowing seed everywhere. It's because you know that it's not given for you to eat. It's given for you to sow. As you sow, every time the light shine upon the altar, your destiny shine on it. So someone say, you must experience darkness. I've seen people who met me when I was still, and they told me, they said they went to pray. They went to pray somewhere in school. And God told them that I will fail. They met me. They said they have given me many titles. Then I have a daughter who was afflicted. And she run out of her mind, come back like that. She came 100 level. We pray for her. The thing calmed down. She went back home and she was not strong in faith. So she dabbled into some of this anointing and water and whatever. I'm not against application of anointing and water, but I'm against the spirit that advised the application. If the spirit is not God, it's not right. And if it's God, you know iniquity will not be found in the operation. There will be purity in it. So she dabbled into those things and hid them. We don't know. And she had some roommates who also helped her to hid it. I don't know. Or maybe they didn't see it. I don't know. So the thing now came back and she starts misbehaving. So those people now found a foundation because they know that she's my daughter. They now tag me a name again. Are you getting me now? They now what? They tag me. So they now found a good way to come and meet me. Boldness. Now, after all, we hate him. So they now told me that they went to pray and from heaven there was a notification that me, what I'm doing is not supported by Christ. And they gave me time that I will fade away. I look at them and laugh. And one said, I used to come to your prayer before. You are genuine. But now, we heard from heaven. May you not go and stand before a ranking prophet when you are learning how to hear from God. Because you will damage your destiny. And I start laughing. May God give you Isaac. Isaac is laughter. And I start laughing. And I remember Cephas. Cephas made me say, Papa, so you are laughing? They even said that they will go to the same building. And they have told so man and so man. And they said they will walk me out of the school. I will not do meetings in the school. I laugh. We have the gates of KSU. You are just a student walking inside. You don't know the activities that are found in KSU. There were days that witches met me on the road. Tying rapper. That I will not go and pray. Met me on the road. There were days I was praying in basketball field, front of a basketball field in Oshodi State, and a lady appeared and walked to me, and she was trying to distract me. I didn't even mind her. You know me, I'm a focused person. You know. I have a grace. May God give that grace. If I make my mind on something, nothing on earth changes it. You see, when you are focused in your focus, you soon be the focus. If you have not learned focus in this kingdom, everything will toss you to and fro. You see that those that are baby that are tossed by winds of God, doctrine, they just tossed everywhere. The day was coming to distract me, and I was just moving. The next thing is I turned. I saw this lady vanish in my front. So when that guy came and said that they're going to test Senate, I look at him, I pity him. Because he doesn't know there's a spiritual Senate. That even the demons did not, they have tried enough and they could not take matter of school. It is not him again with his carnal mindset. I'm still waiting for them and their prophecy. Because the time they gave me are past. I'm not against them with all love. Because I understand the way of building what? Mimu. Young girl, don't worry about who is fighting you. See, there are some deliverance that comes to the family, not by prayer. And fasting of 2 days, 2 weeks. Is by memorial. You want to see a deliverer from a family? Can I tell you the truth? Forget, I'm not against pastor praying for you and pastor administering justice by standing for you in the gap. But can I tell you, if that family must find a savior, they must have one priest who will build a memorial in heaven. Until then, forget anything. Now, what will happen to the family is bread for the eater. Say he giveth bread to the eater and seed to the sower. You know why? In that family, nobody is a sower that God can give seed or priesthood. So he just give bread to the eaters. So what you are celebrating in the family is promotion. My sister does not work, she has work. My sister is not married, she's married now. But no one will rise as light. The government of God cannot appear upon the family. And you see, you that God wants to use to build memorial, it will take years. I don't know why. I don't always believe what does not take years. If you say you're a Christian, you are giving your life to God, I don't have issues. But I'll wait for years to confirm if you still be the Christian. Because I know that the things in this world are enough to entangle you. But if your decision is strong, you will stand. I remember those days. I prayed and prayed and prayed, and I was on the mountain. And now I was tired. I lie down on the stone. And the next thing I saw heaven open. And I saw dew falling on me. And I looked left and looked right. I didn't see dew falling in other places, only on my head. Then the next thing I saw, things, particles, silver colors, physically pouring on my body, shining. And God said, in your family, I'll make you as a star. He said, that kind of ordination, you cannot rise up for that family and say, they find that you fail. You came too late. The things that have been spoken on my head is too powerful. Those things are spoken from spirit. And spirits don't die. So the one that spoke to me is the one that can never die.
Oga yolo, oga yolo. Oji manana do wowe. Oga yolo, oga yolo. Ugwa we nana. Oga yolo, oga yolo. Oji manana do wowe. Oga yolo, oga yolo. Ugwa we nana. Baruch Abba Hashem, to the one who sits on the throne. Baruch Abba Hashem, who reigns forever. Baruch Abba Hashem, to the one who never dies. Baruch Abba Hashem.
If the one who never died decides to bless you, no man can curse you. If the one who lives forever decides to raise you, forget about anything any man talk. It is foolishness to fight a man. When you know that God has decided to raise a name from your life. Some of you are talking about that. Ah, Sister Nkechi, it's not what you hear though. Ah, Brother Angosi. I said, Brother Angosi, Brother Joshua, are you getting me now? You are wasting time. Those things, we know how to reply to fake news. We know how to reply to hatred. We reply in love. Because we know that it is not an obstacle. That the heaven have decided that our names will be registered in memorial. God is not wicked though. You think you're coming to meeting every Friday. I think it's waste. You don't know that over time, one day, something will happen. God will start looking for you. It's possible, God forbid, you're inside coffee that day. You're already dead inside casket. And God said, I came, I didn't see Ngozi. What happened? Like Eden, when God was looking for Adam, because Adam, at the cool of the day, has built a memorial. That every cool of the day, God looks for Adam. So that day that Adam was not found, God looked for him. Where are thou, Adam? So you are in the casket, and everybody say, you have died. Then you see God walk to the mortuary and say, no. I came to hour of encounter. I used to see you every Friday. How come you are here? Stand up. Not everybody who wake up from death is prayed for. Some is a memorial that brought them back. Do you know the story of Dorcas in the Bible? When the women start weeping, memorial began rising. When you start this adventure, people will look at you, they'll mock you, they'll laugh at you. But you need focus, because you are trying to build memorial. That's why you build memorial over Middle Belt of Nigeria. No man upon the shores of Middle Belt will deny your impact. It's a memorial. You can build a memorial over Nigeria, and over time the sisters start responding to you. Let me tell you something now. Don't think influence is cheap. It's not luck. It's not who posts on social media. It's a lie. It's a memorial. I want to grow larger than African continent, so that every man that stands in African continent, who stands in the name of the Lord, will find a space to cry out the name of the Lord more. And every evil, or any darkness, or any agent that stands in the face of African continent, at my appearance, you will know how powerless you are. Like that damsel that used the spirit of divination, at my appearance, you will see how weak you are. You see how useless you are. Can we have one man here who will put a memorial in prayer? If you understand these things, you will not be tired of prayer. They will say, Mother, you are disturbing the night. You say, I'm building for my husband. I'm building for my wife. I'm building for my family. I'm building for my generation. I'm building a memorial in heaven. I don't know where my children will go tomorrow, But I want that if they stand in the midst of men and there's a spray bullet, they will kill 15 and something will jump them and continue killing. But them will escape. In memorial. Some of us enter into hospitals. We came back alive. We are not dead. We think it's our prayer. It's possibly the prayer of your mother who is dead long ago. In memorial. Do you know why there's need of a spiritual father in your life? You know why? Because the man has built a memorial in heaven that when you cry out to the God of Elijah, the rivers will part. So let us not talk about spiritual fatherhood first. Let's talk about memorials. Who built memorial? So tomorrow you are standing and they say, Mr. Man, you are still walking like this? He said, no. I cannot follow shortcuts. I want to build what? In memorial.
Kwaneke, kwaneke, afumio, chaduake, kwaneke, kwaneke, afumio, chaduake, kwaneke. Kwaneke,
son of Pedro, you are.
Afumio, chaduake, kwaneke, kwaneke, afumio, chaduake, kwaneke, kwaneke, afumio, chaduake, kwaneke.
Yeah, we are going to pray and we'll close in the next few minutes. Do you know the story of a woman called Rahab? Rahab was a prostitute and she started learning how to build memorial. And she told Joshua and Caleb, she said, I know your God will take over this our city, but let me build a memorial that the day you come back to take over this city, you will remember your memory, how I saved you. Memorial can make you escape death. Somebody is still waiting. He's still waiting. You are still waiting. You are still waiting. Somebody is still waiting.
Kwaneke, afumio, chaduake.
I'm a lawyer, the name of somebody of a more head one. When I hear the word, you got a man well, my heart. I'm a kakaka, in a malay, wakaka, head well. I'm a makabina, makabina, come on. Let me hear you, come on.
Yami,
now got the power of memorial. The power of building memorial through prayer. And you hear the story of blind Bartimaeus. When he met Jesus, he forgot about Jesus. He said, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And suddenly the memory of Davidic kingdom, the Davidic throne that is meant to rule forever, dawned on Jesus. And he discovered that he was the prophecy that was given to David. And he reached out to blind Bartimaeus and said, today you are building a memorial. Something broke out. Are you understand what I'm saying now? He broke. May your death, may you build memorial. May you not come in the days of adversity and discover there's no memory of your prayers. None of my children will ever be a cultist. None of my children will be smokers and drunkards. Because I'll build a memorial in heaven. And they have to order their path in that path. You can save your generation by building a memorial. None of my children will die young because there's a memorial. So somebody said, somebody's planning to set you up or kidnap you, he's wasting his time. It doesn't matter, you have built a memorial. So they set you up that they will kill you in school. It is the same place they set you to kill you, it's the same place his son came and passed and they shot him. Touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. Why? Prophets are like Anna who stay in the temple and build a memorial. Haka, 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 hamana baka, hua, ahua, ahua. Are you singing? Are you praying? Make sure you are into it. Hold that here. Hold up, hold up. Everywhere you are. Don't worry about anybody under the power of the Holy Ghost. Just make sure you pray. Ushers, pray. Fire, pray. Instrumentalist, pray. Do the memorial. I am a Lagagaga. Hadala. Hadala. Agagagagagaga. Akumiyo. Taduaho. Waneke, do the memorial in heaven. Do this for your future. Do this for your family. I speak upon that hall and wipe that generation. Generation of serpents. The generation of that demonic chest where I wipe a rain in it. Waneke, waneke, akumiyo, chaduake, waneke. Somebody needs to go back to his altar of prayer again. Continue that memorial from that place that you have fallen. You need to go back to that place and stand again. From that place that you are defeated, you need to go back to that place and stand again. Spirit pray, spirit pray from our central. Spirit break out. Spirit break out, spirit throne from Nigeria. Spirit break out, spirit break out, spirit throne from my territory. We must build. Spirit break out, spirit throne. Waneke, waneke, Afumio, Chadua, waneke. Waneke, go to Friday, Chadua, Waneke, Waneke, go to Friday, Chadua, do the memorial, let the spirit hear you, let your city respond to your prayers. Spirit, Holy Ghost, break out from my territory.
God, Holy Ghost, break out from David Friday, from David Friday, from David Friday, to the memorial, memorial of prayer. From the middle belt of Nigeria, spirit break up from the mid Friday. Some of you where you're standing, the Holy Ghost will start knocking you down. He'll start knocking you down. Someone is a strength to walk out of addiction like yesterday and never return again. Someone is a strength to come out of masturbation like yesterday and never return back again. Break up, break out, oh, break out from that area. Holy Ghost, break out. Holy Ghost, break out from the life of the Big Friday, Jesus. Find a man in my life. Find a man. Holy Ghost, pray. Auntie, that man, that ladies, that boys. are here, you started building a prayer altar years ago, but iniquity has shocked that prayer altar. Run to the front. You know you are here. You started building a memorial of a positive habit in God before, but now you are not doing it. Run to the front. You know you are here. You start building a prayer power that was meant to be a memorial for your generation, but now you are suffering of prayerlessness. Run to the front. You know you are here. You started building a memorial of serving God, but now there are issues. Run to the front. At the count of 3, 1, 2. You know you are here. That which you started, that memorial is affected. Don't worry about your number. Run to the King of Glory and say, God, your mercy. Give me the grace to continue in this memorial. 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 Memorial of prayer. I want to be started to mount up on the cadence of intercession. I want to sit in the inner chamber of prayer and call for my generation like Anna. That prophetess Anna. Ha 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 ha.